So Gianna and I have decided to do another movie draft in honor of Valentine's Day. Gianna, what draft have we decided to do?
We are going to do a rom-com draft. Very exciting.
Very exciting. Anyways, let's hop right into it, wasting no more of our time. Should I ask Siri to do a good old flip of the coin?
I think you should.
Okay. Oh, wait. Am I heads? Are you a tails or heads person?
You call it.
Are you a heads or tails person?
Tails.
Okay, you're tails. I'm heads.
Okay.
Flip a coin. Well, it said it was heads.
Okay, that's fine. You go first.
Siri didn't speak, decide to speak. So I get first pick of the rom-com draft. And when we were compiling these lists right before hitting record, it was definitely some first round picks could go every which direction. So I got to think of what you're going to pick. But I also want to pick the best list I want to take.
I don't know.
So I'm actually going to go with, this is probably going to be a bad pick. But you know what? I have to do this because I think this one will win over the people. I'm going to go How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's like one I've seen and enjoyed, but that's fair.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
There was another direction I could have gone with that, but I will take that one easily. That's definitely a fan vote too, since that was just
what
like
was
fire
your, what
on
was
TikTok.
Your other direction?
I'm not saying I might pick it in my next pick.
All right. My next pick kind of goes hand in hand with your 10. My first pick is 10 Things I Hate About You. I'm very confident in this. There's a couple I wanted to pick first, but I don't know. I think I'm going to play based off how you play. So starting out strong.
I'm very glad I did not go the route I went. The fact that you didn't pick this movie with your first pick, I think, well, I don't know. We'll have to see. Okay. Jeez, there's a lot of ways I could go with this one. And this one might be actually a sleeper pick, and I don't think you're going to pick this one. But I gotta pick it because my list is pretty stacked right now. And I'm actually going to go Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That wasn't even on my list.
Yeah, but that's a great one. That one's like a very entertaining one.
I don't think I've ever seen that one. Is that with the guy from How I Met Your Mother? I forget the actor's
name. Mila Kunis.
Okay,
they're both good. And who's the singer in Frozen? What's her name?
Which one? Idina Menzel?
No.
Elsa or Anna?
Anna. What's her name?
Kristen Bell.
Yeah, she's in it too.
Oh, wait, maybe I didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and Katy Perry's like ex-boyfriend.
I don't know. Mm. All right. That leaves me completely open. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is tough. It's one that I like. And some of these I haven't seen. Actually, no, that's a lie. I've seen a lot of these. So, number two. This is going to be my number one if you picked 10 things, but When Harry Met Sally.
Okay. I can live with that. I know that one. That one was like on the first of like lists everywhere, like online.
Mm-hmm. It's such a good movie.
But I've never seen it. So.
Yeah, that's fair. I just watched it recently this year and it made me cry. So, mission accomplished.
There you go.
All right, Jackson.
All right, back to me. Ball's in my court. And there's a lot of areas I can go with this one. I'm not going to pick that one because I just don't know how much of like a rom-com it really is. So I'm not going to pick that one. I'll explain later because I don't know if you're going to pick it. But I'm going to go with... You got to go iconic here. And I'm going to go with Say Anything from 1989.
Is it the one with the boombox?
Bingo.
Okay. I was going to write that one down.
I got the iconic moments in mind.
Okay, that's fair. That's a good pick. I don't know where to go next because I'm kind of tied between some of these. Okay, this should be easy. For my number three, I'm gonna do, in honor of the threes, 13 going on 30.
Okay.
Such a good
Okay.
movie too. That's the one on like the list of movies I've written down that I think I've seen the most. It's so
13
good.
going on 30. Jeez.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, like, we would just like that's the CD of that movie would just be in our laundry room like forever. Like, no one moved it out of there. Everyone saw it. It would be like in one drawer and be like, oh, there's that movie. Never watched
Why was
it, but
it?
I just always saw the
Oh my gosh,
CD.
it's so good.
That wasn't even on my list. I'm also not very confident in
Wow.
my list. Gosh. All right. I'm gonna. This might be a controversial pick. Because I've never seen it. But all I know, it's a great film. You gotta let me know if this is not a rom-com, because it's gonna be really embarrassing if it's not. But I'm gonna go with Eternal Sunshine of the
I knew
Spotless
it.
Mind.
I mean, no. It's listed though, because I wrote it down. I had this written down because this is like my favorite movie of all time for those who don't know. But that movie is like sad. It's basically, without spoiling it, it's about this couple and it takes place on Valentine's Day. So I was actually planning to watch it tonight or tomorrow, depending on how I feel mentally. But it's about this couple that splits and the girl erases her memory of the guy, and the guy's like, oh, forget her. And he wants to go do it too. But then he slowly realizes he still loves her. So, I mean, it's got its funny moments, but I wouldn't count it. But I mean, for the sake of this, we'll call it a rom-com.
Cool,
But
cool, cool,
still
cool,
a
cool.
good pick in my honorable mentions. So,
That was my third pick, correct? Yes, it was. No, it wasn't.
yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
No, fourth.
What was my last pick?
Your first was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah,
Second was
yeah,
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
yeah.
Third was Say
Oh, oh wait,
Anything.
oh wait, oh wait. I highlighted this one wrong. That's why.
Then Eternal Sunshine. Wow, he beat
Yes,
me.
stacked list, stacked list.
Okay,
Got
that's
one more
fine.
pick
I'm not
though.
upset because
Oof.
number four, I'm gonna go with Mamma Mia.
Damn it.
I
I was gonna go with that
had a
one
feeling.
next.
I had a feeling. I was like, I could save this for the last one and really wait and see if he'll say it
Dang
because it
it.
was lower on some of the lists online. But
Yeah. Dang
number
it.
four, Mamma Mia. So,
Dang.
balls in your
That's a
court,
good pick.
Jackson.
That's a good pick. Okay. All right, for my last pick. Gosh. So the thing is, it's like, where do I want to go with this? I got some hard hitters on our list.
Yeah, definitely.
But then do I want to go like something like I could say my favorite rom-com of all time, but is it one of the best? You know? Maybe it'll probably be an honorable mention.
I mean, I
Because I
think I'm
just
gonna
love that
win this
movie.
anyways, so you can just go for it.
You think you are? Oof.
Yeah, I'm confident.
I mean, you probably are. I don't know. Thing is, I could go that one. Gosh, I'm split. I'm split right now.
Well, I have a feeling I probably won't say it, so
I
you
feel like the
can.
Eternal Sunshine pick is going to be controversial.
Yeah, it's a good movie regardless, but
All right.
the
You know
categories
what?
are a little.
I'm going to pick this one as well. And this one might also be a controversial one, but I think.
Wait, I think I know what you're gonna say. I'm gonna write it down on the paper.
All right. I think we're on the same page for this one. And my movie that I'm picking, and my final selection of Team Jackson is Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Shut up! That was my. I didn't write it down. Oh,
Yep.
I had that. I thought you were gonna say 500 Days of Summer
Nope.
because.
Never seen that.
Okay, I thought you had. You lied then. I wrote
Why?
Scott Pilgrim down on my phone this morning at 7 a.m. and I was like, okay, like this is gonna be a swing and a miss, or it's gonna be awesome, but I didn't write it down in my notebook. So,
SMH. Wow.
who are my
Wow.
favorites? Jackson's stealing them from me. It's
Yep.
fine. Okay,
I'm
well
happy.
then,
I'm happy.
this is a good
It's your
pick.
final pick. What's your final pick?
I think I'm gonna stick with the same theme, little Michael Cera action, and for my number five, I'm gonna go with Juno. I don't know if
Okay,
that's
I
it
can live
was
with
on the
that.
list, so I don't know if it's like really rom-com, and I hadn't seen it in a while, but
Yeah.
it's a good movie.
Cool,
So
cool, 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 cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. I have seen clips of that movie, and I think I would actually like that movie.
You would like it a lot, I think.
But I don't know where you can stream it. So,
Mm.
anyways, I would say
I
the ones
don't
that are definitely slept on my list, at least that I couldn't pick, was Serendipity 2001. That one is like, it's very cliche in the act. It's basically like these people meet one night and then they have like a great night, and then they're like, if fate brings us together, we'll be together type thing. And then like the girl writes her phone number in like a book that she like sells to like whatever, and the book whatever, and then like there's a note that gets lost or whatever, and basically it's all about fate. So that one's a pretty good one.
I like
But
that.
my personal favorite is definitely You Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh
Love
my
that
God,
movie.
I forgot
Love
about
that
that.
movie.
Why was that not on any list? That was such that's a really good movie. And Patrick
Yeah.
Dempsey's so cute in it. No, he seriously is. He always is, but I mean like
That's my favorite. That's like one of my like
you should
top
have
three
said
movies
that
of all
one.
time. I should have said that one, but I'll live with my list. If I could exchange anything on my list, I'd probably change Eternal with You Can't Buy Me Love. That would
Yeah,
be
that's what I
that's
was
a fair
thinking.
trade.
That's a
But
yeah. Some other honorable mentions I had. I had Love, Simon on here. I haven't seen it in a while, and I don't know if it's necessarily a rom-com as much as
Yeah, it
it's
is.
like a teen. Okay. I guess that makes sense,
I
but
would say it's a rom-com.
I haven't seen it in a while, honestly. And
Oh.
then I also had Clueless.
Yeah, I had Clueless on my list too, but I was just like, I don't know if there's like as much like romantic
Yeah, there's really not.
stuff in it. It's really like the like last like fourth of the movie, sort of.
Yeah.
Or it's really just like the conclusion of the movie that all that stuff happens.
And
So it's not
then
necessarily
my
like a rom-com
last.
through and
Oh,
through.
sorry. No, but you're right. That's why I didn't like, I wrote it down, but I didn't have it on like a list or anything. I agree with that. And my last one I had was Love and Other Drugs with Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway. It that one
Never
was
seen that.
good.
I never heard of that actually.
It's definitely worth a watch. It's kind of funny. Jake Gyllenhaal's character is an interesting one, but yeah, pretty good.
Nice.
Overall, I
I will
think
say
we.
we maybe missed some with The Wedding Singer might be a popular one with Adam Sandler and Barrymore. What's her first name? Drew Barrymore.
Drew.
Yeah. That one,
I
that
have
was high
not
on the
seen that
list.
one.
We just got to clarify just in case people go after us with their
True.
best movies of all time.
Well, I'll
But yeah.
say I'm not too well versed, so and I'm also
Yeah.
not an Adam Sandler fan. I
Yes.
have not seen that one.
Yeah.
Another one that was on the list a ton, Groundhog Day. I didn't know that was a rom-com.
Yeah.
And that's a movie I feel like I hear a lot and always say like, oh, maybe I should watch, but I don't think I ever will. And I'm sure it's a great movie because people love it, but
So, yeah, that concludes our draft of the rom-com movies. Let us know if you forgot any. Let us know who won. I think we'll be posting a poll pretty much on all our social media platforms. So head over to one of those and vote because I think I won. So make sure you vote for me.
Yeah, I
You
don't
don't
know about
say
that one.
anything?
I don't know about that one. I think I got it in the bag, but like you said, let us know. Let us know if we miss anything, and have a happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Anyways, we'll see you in the next episode. Peace.